This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
One of the main strategies that could let states ease social distancing requirements is aggressively testing people for the coronavirus and then tracing the people they come in contact with. Austin is beginning to ramp up its contact tracing efforts, bringing in an army of people to do that work. As KUT's Matt Largy explains, it could be a tedious and time-consuming process.
So I want to believe that contact tracing is this dramatic thing, a team of disease detectives connecting the dots to contain the outbreak, just good old-fashioned shoe leather tracking down the unsuspecting folks who might be the next to get sick. But it can't be like that, can it?
Actually, yeah, you're not far off. There is quite a lot of detection work at play here.
Darlene Bhavnani is an epidemiologist with Dell Medical School in Austin. She's on the team that's been tracing contacts for the coronavirus here. But how does it work?
So I called a case last week as soon as I received a test result.
I asked her to walk me through a real-life case.
And I started talking to him about, first, how he was feeling. You always want to put the person first.
They talk about the person's symptoms, make sure they're isolating themselves properly from other people.
The first thing we want to understand is when they started feeling bad. That date is really important because that helps us to understand when they might have been infectious.
Now, normally this is easy, but with COVID, there's a problem.
Our greatest challenge here is that people can become infectious before they present with symptoms.
People can still spread the disease before they even know they're sick.
And that just really complicates things very badly.
Marilyn Faulkner is an assistant professor of public health at UT Austin. She has decades of experience in the field. And Faulkner says the only way around this problem of carriers without symptoms is more widespread testing.
If you wanted perfect contact tracing, you would have to test everybody symptomatic or not in this situation. Clearly, that's logistically impossible.
Back on Bhavnani's call with that patient, she's established a timeline when this guy first started feeling sick. So she walks it back a couple of days.
So counting back 2 days and then asking about when they actually went into self-isolation so that you get the full span of, you know, when there might have been exposures to other people.
They'll walk through those days step by step.
So, you know, what did you do on Monday? Walk me through what you did.
Where did you go?
Who were you with?
How long were you with them?
What were you doing when you were with them?
Bhavnani says the exposures they're interested in tend to be more than just a casual thing. Face-to-face encounters that last more than a few minutes, like in this call.
He was working with another individual, and that same individual had spent Sunday night at his house. They both had their girlfriends over, so there was a small dinner party.
Definitely a risk of transmission with that kind of setting. So she makes a list of contacts.
And try to get the names and numbers of those people.
And then you call those contacts, ask them how they're feeling.
If they do have symptoms, the really important thing is to get them tested right away. We want to make sure that we're stopping transmission.
Of course, there are other problems.
People nowadays don't answer their phone unless they recognize the number.
That's Marilyn Faulkner from UT's public health program again. She says if people don't pick up the phone or return messages from tracers, the whole system doesn't work.
It's really, really important for the public to cooperate with this endeavor. That's the only way it can succeed, is if people will cooperate.
And cooperation is the only thing that's going to get us back to something close to normal. Austin is ramping up its contact tracing capacity. Last week, they had 10 or 20 people doing it. They hope to have 200 people by this week. But testing needs to be in place, too. Texas has one of the lowest testing rates of any state. And without widespread testing and more tracing, lifting any restrictions could lead to another deadly rise in coronavirus cases. Matt Largy, KUT News.